Good night, radio listeners. I am Apostle Janice James of Shama Outreach Movement. Shama Outreach Movement really is a faith-based organization that it reaches out to people, taking them from where they are to where God wants them to be, and that is to a place of wholeness, fulfillment, and purpose in Jesus Christ. Now, this series of our Reaching Out program aims to reach out to believers in particular and the backslider to help them improve their outcomes by improving their relationship with God. And our hope is that by what we say and do, non-believers will desire to become believers. And so again, we truly appreciate you taking the time to join us. In our last session, we continued our focus on living an overcoming life. And this week, we continue this focus on this topic, but we are going to look at overcoming disappointment or unmet expectations. And to discuss this with me, I have Minister Alenia Hendricks.
Good night, radio listeners.
And Minister Elizabeth Purcell Sargent.
Good night, radio listeners.
So, Jess, please join with me as we pray. Yes, Father, tonight we declare that the minds and the hearts of your listeners will be opened to the truth of your word. And as revelation comes, they will experience the transformation they have been longing for and are set free in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, our last two sessions were on the topic of being the overcomer God has called us to be. We agree. Now, today, we delve into one of the common experiences in life that many of us have to overcome. We may experience it as a result of childlessness after trying to have a child, or from failed relationships, or from being bypassed for promotion, or not being given a position in church, or from parents or other family members, or from unfulfilled promises, and so on and on. What are we talking about? It is disappointment. Sounds familiar? I am sure it does. You will agree with me that sometime or the other you have experienced major or minor disappointment, even disappointment in yourself. This is because disappointment is an inevitable part of the human experience. You will agree with me again that it strikes us when our hopes are dashed, when our expectations are unmet, or when our desires remain unfulfilled. It certainly can cast a shadow over the way we relate to others and the way we see ourselves, whether it's just a little passing emotion in response to a temporary setback, or a profound sense of loss when our lives are permanently changed. Can we all agree tonight that every individual encounters disappointment?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it's important to recognize that feeling disappointment is not a sin in itself, but is how we choose to respond to it. Our response will determine the impact it will have on our lives and our relationships. When we look in the Bible, we will find many people whose lives were marked by disappointment. Consider the stories of Sarah, of Rebecca, of Rachel, of Hannah and Elizabeth. Women who grappled with the agony of childlessness for years on end. Month after month, they would have been faced with the stark reality of unfulfilled maternal longing, wrestling with feelings of inadequacy and despair. There are also men like Job and Joseph who endured profound disappointment, both in their interactions with others and in their abandonment by others, and even their perceived abandonment by God in the midst of their trials and tribulations. Even revered prophets like Elijah were not immune to disappointment. So, radio friends, let us look a little closer into the story of a few Bible characters and see how they grappled with disappointment and what we can learn from them.
You know, radio friends, have you ever felt like if you were abandoned by God, even though as far as you are aware, you're doing everything right, you're living righteously? Well, that was the story of Job. that we find in the book of Job, where we see, you know, Job suffered massive disappointment, especially because he had the wrong belief that righteous people should not suffer. And because of this belief, many of us, just like Job, have questioned God. Now, we saw that despite Job being this righteous man, he faced unimaginable suffering, including the loss of his wealth, his children, and even his health. In the midst of his trials, Job wrestled with despair and questioned God's justice. You know, and for many of us, this may sound like, well, God, you know, after everything I've done, I give up for you, I'm living right. You know, what's happening? I don't deserve this. Yet, you know, Job remained steadfast in his faith. He declared to God, though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. And ultimately, God restored Job's fortunes and blessed him abundantly, illustrating his sovereignty and faithfulness, even in the midst of our suffering.
Amen.
Similarly, when we look on the life of David, whose life is chronicled in the books of Samuel, Kings, and Chronicles, we see an example that you could be chosen and anointed even by the greatest prophet in the land, yet suffer great disappointments. Now, David, he was chosen by God, he was anointed as king, but he faced numerous disappointments when, you know, he was persecuted by King Saul, who he had looked up to as a father. He suffered disappointment even in the loss of his infant son and in the rebellion of his own children. Yet, in times of distress, David turned to God, seeking his guidance and seeking his strength. And this is how he wrote many psalms. And, you know, in these psalms, we see him expressing his trust in God's faithfulness. And one such psalm is Psalm 23, 26. He said, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But what about Minister Alina, the prophet Elijah? Elijah was a well-known prophet, but you know what? He suffered as a prophet because he believed that everything will respond to him whenever he showed up. Elijah's story is recounted in the book of 1 Kings, particularly in the chapters 17 to 19. So Elijah, as I said, he was this well-known prophet. And after witnessing God's miraculous intervention on Mount Carmel, Elijah was expecting a widespread revival of God's people. But instead, he was disappointed because he was met with hostility and persecution. So Elijah had to run into the wilderness because this mighty man was now facing a death threat from the Queen Jezebel herself. So this prophet, this man of God, was overwhelmed by disappointment and despair. But in his distress, he went and he cried out to God, saying, I have had enough. Lord, take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. Yet God provided for Elijah's needs and renewed his strength, demonstrating his faithfulness even in our moments of weakness. You can read about this further in 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 5 to 8. And then we have another prophet, the prophet Jeremiah. He was disappointed by the rejection suffered from those he was called to minister to. His ministry is documented in the book of Jeremiah. Now, he was called the weeping prophet because he was known to shed a lot of tears because of that rejection and constant opposition he faced. But he never stopped proclaiming God's message to the people of Judah. So despite all that disappointment and suffering, Jeremiah remained obedient to God's call, trusting in his sovereignty and ultimate justice. So in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 7 to 8, he declares, But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit.
Hallelujah to that. Ooh, wow. And now we're looking at Paul. Paul is an example of disappointment in ministry. Yes. Paul, this well-known apostle, he had a strong call to ministry upon his life, as we all know. He discovered that ministry work was not easy. He faced numerous hardships, including persecution, near-death experiences, imprisonment, and rejection. But you know what? Paul remained steadfast in his faith, trusting in God's strength and grace to sustain him. So in Philippians 4:11, 13, he writes about what he learned. He said, "I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me the strength." Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And you know, finally, Apostle, we must look at the story of Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was an example of disappointment on so many levels. Disappointment from family, betrayal, rejection, lies, injustice, and even, you know, being forgotten. Joseph's journey of disappointment began with his brother's jealousy and betrayal. And this led to him being sold into slavery and taken far away from his home. Now, Joseph could have succumbed to bitterness and despair in this moment, you know. However, instead of wallowing in self-pity, Joseph remained steadfast in his faith, trusting that God had a purpose for his life, even in the darkest of times. Then we see in Genesis 39, Joseph finds himself serving in the house of Potiphar, who was an official of Pharaoh in Egypt. Now, what seemed like it was his breakthrough was cut short when he resisted the temptation of Potiphar's wife and ended up being unjustly imprisoned based on her false accusations. Yet, even in all this, Joseph remained faithful to God.
Amen.
In verse 21, it is written, "But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him steadfast love. He gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison." Even in the depths of despair, with your friends, Joseph continued to trust in God's faithfulness. His unwavering faith ultimately led him to his rise to power as he interpreted Pharaoh's dreams and was appointed as second in command over all of Egypt. What a comeback story. In Genesis 50:20, Joseph, as he reflects on his journey of disappointment and redemption, was able to say to his brothers, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good to bring about that many people should be kept alive as they are today."
Hey, hallelujah. Well, you know, Miss Alinea, what I find about each of these stories of these mighty men of God, they are echoes of our own struggles within these stories. Struggles with disappointment. Our struggles with disappointment. The moments when our faith is tested, when our resilience is challenged, and our understanding of God's plan is called into question.
Amen.
True.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, my dear radio friends, in the midst of the darkness of all that disappointment, there is a glimmer of hope. And what is that? It is a reminder that our stories are not defined by momentary setbacks or unfulfilled expectations.
True.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yes, God expects that as we journey through seasons of disappointment, that we cling to the promise of redemption and renewal, trusting that God can bring beauty from our ashes and joy from our mourning.
Mm.
So while disappointments may linger as a constant companion for some of us, it need not define our outlook on life, or it should not dictate our responses to adversity if we believe that God is in charge of our destiny. So my dear friends, let us draw inspiration from the resilience of those who have gone before us, finding solace in the knowledge that our struggles are part of a larger picture of redemption and restoration. So, by embracing our vulnerability, acknowledging our disappointments, and seeking solace in the presence of a loving and compassionate God, all these things will allow us to navigate life's uncertainties with grace and courage, knowing that our hope is anchored in something greater than temporary setbacks or unmet expectations.
Amen. Ooh, amen, 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 amen. How much amens can I say to that? And so, radio friends, our aim tonight is to encourage you to anchor yourself in the power of the Word of God during moments of disappointment. So now listen to these biblical principles for victory over disappointment. And the first one says, trust in God's sovereignty. Recognize that God is in control of all things, even the events that led to disappointment. Trust that He has a plan and a purpose, even if it's not immediately clear. I can't say that. I needed this word at special times. Yes? And so now focus on the scripture that says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. And you know, also, Apostle, in these times of disappointment, we must seek God's presence.
Amen.
This is the time, radio friends, to turn to prayer and scripture to find comfort and strength. Spending time in God's presence will allow us to find His wisdom and guidance as we seek Him. The promise of God to you tonight is found in Jeremiah 29:13. He says, if you will seek me, you will find me when you do so with your whole heart. And Minister Elizabeth, you know what I've also found very helpful in times of disappointment is focusing on gratitude. When we cultivate a heart of thankfulness, focusing on the blessings and the good things in our lives, this helps us to shift our perspective away from the disappointment. And this is what the prophet Jeremiah did in Lamentations chapter 3. This, you know, he said when he remembered the steadfast love and the unceasing mercy of God, he had hope.
Amen.
And so this is why God instructs us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you know, Apostle, one thing I always say, when we are in that period of disappointment, we tend to forget God's promises. Hmm. So I want to encourage our radio listeners tonight to remember God's promises.
Yes.
Reflect on those promises of God found in the Bible. Remind yourself of His faithfulness and His commitment to never leave or forsake His children. Remember what the Apostle Paul said in this scripture. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Remember that, radio listeners, in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 to 39. And another thing that we have to do is practice forgiveness. If your disappointment involves others, practice forgiveness as Jesus taught. Holding on to that bitterness and resentment will only add to your burden of disappointment.
That's a powerful word. That's a real powerful word. Yes.
And so we have to remember what the Apostle Paul says in this scripture, Colossians 3:13. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
Amen.
Amen. You know, and one point that we must also remember at this time is that we should not isolate ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I have found tremendous support when I found my support in my Christian community. You know, I did this by surrounding myself with believers who could have offered me encouragement, prayer, and support. You know, and when we share our struggles with fellow mature Christians, we find comfort, strength, and even great wisdom.
I like when you say mature Christians, because sometimes we share it to the wrong persons and we get in trouble.
Yes.
Yes, we are more disappointed after that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And, you know, this is why we have to pray, Apostle, and ask God, who should I share this struggle with? And God will direct us to the right people.
Amen.
Who has the word in season.
Amen.
Yeah. So again, the scripture tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing to do at this time is to focus on the eternal perspective. Many times we just get consumed with what's happening before us. But we must remember that this life is temporary, and our ultimate hope is in the eternal life promised us through Jesus Christ. When we keep an eternal perspective, it helps to diminish the impact of these temporal disappointments. This is why we are admonished in Colossians 3:2 to set our eyes on things that are above and not on the earth. And again, in 2 Corinthians 4:18, to fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is just temporary, but what is unseen, that is eternal.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And finally, radio listeners, what we always need to do when we are walking in disappointment or when we're facing that disappointment is to persevere in faith. We have to keep trusting God and walking in faith even when the circumstances seem so difficult. I could testify to that and tell you that you need to remember that God is with you in your struggles and he will give you that strength to overcome. Listen to this scripture. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful.
Amen.
Hebrews 10 and verse 23. So by anchoring ourselves in these biblical principles, my radio friends, we can find solace, strength, and resilience in the face of any disappointment.
Yes, it has worked for us.
Yes.
We've seen what has worked for us. So, I love the Psalms, you know. Anybody love the Psalms?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, so we love the Psalms. Yes, yes, yes. And so the Psalm also contains many verses that express feelings of disappointment, despair, and anguish, but that's not all. It also offers hope, comfort, and encouragement. And so here are a few Psalms that we can speak forth to encourage ourselves in our time of disappointment.
Remember in Psalm 34, 17 to 18, radio friends, that the righteous cry out, the Lord hears them, he delivers them from all their troubles. It says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
And my psalm, which I particularly like, is Psalm 40, 1 to 3. It says, I waited and waited and waited some more, patiently, knowing God will come true for me. Then, at last, he bent down and listened to my cry. He stooped down to lift me out of danger from the desolate pit I was in, out of the muddy mess I had fallen into. Now, he's lifted me up into a firm, secure place and steadied me while I walk along his ascending path. A new song for a new day rises up in me every time I think about how he breaks through for me. Ecstatic praise pours out of my mouth until everyone hears how God has set me free. Many will see his miracles. They'll stand in awe of God and fall in love with him like I did.
And I love this. I love this. I love this. I love this. Hear this. Psalm 35 says, weeping may endure in the night, but what comes in the morning? Joy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank God for the word of the Lord. And as we bring this program to an end, we know that we are overcomers because we keep trusting in God and His sovereignty. Yes, we keep trusting in God. So people of God, radio listeners, quiet yourself now. Seek God's presence and guidance. Find immense comfort in His promises by listening to or meditating on His word. And do not forget to reach out for the support of mature believers. Yes? So join us as we pray.
So Father, tonight in the name of Jesus, as we humbly bow before You, acknowledging You as our strength, our hope, and Your word as our truth, we just want to thank You for always causing us to triumph in Your name. Even in the midst of disappointment, we declare we are victorious. In the name of Jesus, we say, devil, get your hands off of God's people tonight. You have no victory. Your time is up. We declare, as the glorious light of God's truth has gone forth, that every stronghold on Your people tonight, it is broken. And that every person that has been held captive by disappointment, despair, and depression, they are released right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We silence the lies of the enemy and we speak hope into every hopeless situation. We decree and declare tonight, Father, that by Your grace, Your people are rising out of the pit of disappointment and they are experiencing permanent deliverance, freedom, and divine turnaround in their lives as they practice the things they have heard in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And this is Apostle Janice James saying, we are looking forward to reaching out to you on the second and the fourth Saturday of each month. In our next session on March 23rd, we will continue to help you to draw closer to God and to succeed in your daily life. So together with my team, we say, God is good. Goodbye.